The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Chef Ed weighing in saying, Jen, did your health situation play a role in Dario not defending his cream puff eating title? I had no idea people were invested in the cream puff eating contest at the state fair. Dario, my husband, was not in it again. They told him he eats them too fast. They said, you're a bit of a ringer and it's not fun for everyone else when you're in the contest, so you can't be in the contest.
But we got Joey Chestnut with Nathan's.
That, I think, is something else.
It's a little different. They didn't tell him he was too good and couldn't come back.
They told him, if you're going to align yourself with a vegan option,
then go to hell.
Might be a conflict of interest. No, that is not the case. My health situation had nothing to do with that. I will tell you this, though, guys. I was telling you about Mercury in retrograde and how I felt like maybe that planet, you know, backing away, whatever the retrograde thing is, it appears as though it is drifting away from the Earth at certain times of the year, and how people always think, oh, things are weird. Mercury must be in retrograde. I want to tell you guys the rock story, okay? I told you about this on the text chain. I said, remind me to tell you the rock story, okay? So I'm at the beach with my family, my girls. Nobody's there. It's just us and another family way down on the end. As we're leaving the beach, I go to say hello to the other mom who's there with her two little boys. And I just start up a pleasant, like, neighborly conversation. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, poof, I get hit with a rock in my head.
Back of the head, front of the head.
Temple.
Ooh.
Rock. Not a tiny rock. Decent sized rock. Not the size of my fist, but about half of my fist, okay? And I got dizzy. I got woozy. I was going down. I was like, whoa. What just happened?
I know where this is going.
I look over to the little boy, and he goes, I didn't do anything. I go, okay.
Yeah.
And the mom goes, did something happen? I go, yeah, I just got hit in the head with a rock. And he goes, I threw a rock, but I threw it at the water. I'm going, that may be where you were hoping it would go. I don't think that's where it landed, right? And the mom was like, did you throw a rock at this lady? And he goes, no, I didn't. And I said, again, I think we need to be a little more specific. I don't think he meant to throw the rock at the lady.
Yeah.
But I think that's where the rock ended up. Okay. And meanwhile, guys, I'm seeing stars, man. My kids are standing there. Kira, my four-year-old, the one that broke her arm last week on the scooter, goes, I saw him throw the rock. It hit you in the head, Mom. So now I look at the mom, and she was like, well, we can't be sure.
Well, who could say? It's a true who could say situation.
Were you by the water?
Ish. I mean, we're at the beach.
Jason's.
I was going to say, kid's not going to be a quarterback,
we were
I guess.
Close to the water, but here's what bothered me, guys. No admission of guilt. No admission of, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Johnny, say you're sorry to the lady. It was all, we don't know what happened. Maybe that seagull that's flying above us dropped a rock and it hit your head. And I was like, so I walked away. The pain from the rock didn't even bother me, guys. It was the no accountability from young Johnny, who, by the way, was like 7 or 8, okay? We're not talking like 3 or 4, 7 or 8, old enough to know better, take responsibility. You threw a rock, you got bad aim, you hit me in the head with it, and you still were like, I don't know what happened. It's weird. It's really strange that you got hit with it in the head with a rock at the same time I threw a rock into the water. Do I have a case here to be upset, Gabe?
Look, Jen, problem here is you're expecting people to be smart. You're expecting people to fess up to things that have happened. That's on you. Society has told you people are dumb and are not willing to fess up to things. And expecting that out of people at this point, when society constantly tells us that they're not going to do that.
If the situation represents itself again, will you go over there? Or is getting hit in the head with a rock enough to stay away.
Wait, are you telling me? Are you saying, are you going to go to the beach ever again?
Well, I'm not at the beach if you see a couple down on the end. My guess is you're probably not walking over to say hello.
You need to avoid people.
Yeah. I had the conversation, right? I was trying to be kind. You know, there were only a few of us on the beach. I walked over to make a conversation, and that's when I got penalized, punished with the rock in the head. Shouldn't that kid have said, my bad? Like, that's the lesson I gave my children in the drive away as my temple is throbbing and I'm seeing stars. Probably shouldn't have been driving, but the lesson I thought was, hey, if you do something wrong, you take accountability, you take responsibility, you apologize for it, and you move on. You do not deny. It wasn't me, Shaggy. Do you, Joshy?
I mean, his mother's reticence to say, well, obviously you threw a rock. Who else would have been throwing a rock to hit this woman? So her reticence tells me this is learned behavior from the child.
Yes.
That... the deny thing is something he's watched his mother do, so he's just taking it into his life now. Because, like, kids do lie. It is part of being a child. But when you're confronted with it, to me, if I were you, I would have looked around and said, well, then who did it? Because if it wasn't you, somebody else had to have done it, and is there anyone behind us? What could have possibly happened? A rock hit me in the head.
I mean, it wasn't enough that my 4-year-old was like, yeah, I saw him. Right. He threw it and it hit you in the head, mommy. I mean, she was like, I think she was as confused as I was because,
like, why is this kid throwing a rock at my mom?
Oh, but also, and why is he lying about it? Why is he sitting here saying, I don't know where the rock came from. I threw it into the water, but you're over here. And like, it was so bizarre to me. And I think when I left, I was concerned of, I was mostly frustrated with the mother. I was mostly frustrated that her reaction wasn't a human reaction, which I thought would be, oh my goodness, are you okay? I'm so sorry that happened. Johnny, you have to be careful when you're throwing rocks that they go to where you want them to go. Like, something of that ilk.
But
the whole idea of, well, who can say where the rock came from?
That's why you needed more boys, because I would have went Dice and go beat him up. Dice, take care of that for me.
Dyson.
Yeah.
Take care of business, son.
800-900-3776.
Make daddy proud.
Look, Mama Deer.
Let's go out to the phone lines. Randy in a dump truck calling in. Randy, do I have a case here for being angry about the way this was handled, yes or no?
Well, it's kind of your own fault, Jen. Just like holding the door open for those 200 people at the high school or the school that day. Walk away. Nice guys finish last. Quit being such a nice person. I know it's hard, but be like me. Be a jerk.
It's really not that hard. Like, I feel like jerk is my default setting. When I'm nice, it's really me going outside of my comfort zone. So thank you for the call. Appreciate it. All right, we got reaction rolling in. Dave from Aaron saying, Jen, could it have been a meteor with all the space stuff going on?
Yeah, Mercury is...
Now, birds do eat rocks.
Oh.
Yeah. For their gizzard. So, could have
There's
been
a lot
bird,
of
who are, you, who are you, Ace Ventura now?
I'm like, just saying. Birds
on top of being a doctor, now you're also
birds
a zoologist.
Do eat rocks.
I don't understand the eat rocks for the gizzard. What does that mean? Win one for the
dipper? It's used in the process of digestion, it helps them digest food.
I'm going to Matt LaFleur all over the place here. You think that a rock doo-dooed a rock? I'm sorry.
It's good luck.
You think that a bird doo-dooed a rock on my head?
Could it be? It's good luck. Well, that doesn't seem like you're having a lot of luck these last couple days.
800-990-3776. Brandon asking, Jen, were you wearing blue? Maybe he got confused and thought you were the water.
Very confusing.
Chef Ed says, well, now you have something in common with Chewy. He's been hit in the head a lot.
Good point.
Okay. Just once or twice.
This is what I have to look forward to.
Yeah.
All right. I am going to avoid the beach from now on. Dumpy brings up an interesting point, and I want to know what you guys think about this. You can't admit to anything in this day and age. It is the era of class action lawsuits. Do you think that the mom thought that I was going to sue her and her kid for me getting hit with the rock?
No, I just think that this is a bad parent who just...
Kid thinks her kid does no wrong.
Correct. Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's probably a little doting. Probably a doting mom.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Oh, you think I'm a doting mom?
Well, I don't know what that means.
Oh, doting.
Dotes over her kid. Does no wrong.
I think he's right. Yeah. Doting is a thing.
Like, what would have happened? That would have turned into a fight with...
If Angie had been there?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. A fight? Yeah.
Wait,
but back in the day, I mean, our parents would have handled that a lot differently.
You're saying our parents would have handled the way the mom should have, which was to admonish her son, right? Look, everybody makes mistakes. And that's what I said to my girls as well. If you make a mistake and you throw a rock and it hits someone, or like, for instance, Kira at times at the beach will throw sand in the air, right?
Kids all
you know that throwing sand is a bad idea.
Yes.
So we'll say to her, if it gets in someone's eyes, honey, we don't throw sand at the beach. You know this. We're sorry. You know, make sure you go apologize and we'll make sure that that kid is okay. But for her, this parent to kind of like, I'm not touching this. I'm not, you know, there was no like, please apologize to the lady. Johnny, were you trying to throw it in the water and it accidentally hit the woman? Like, there was nothing of that. It was just like, I don't know, lady, you're on your own here. You got hit. Sucks to be you.
I mean, it does suck to get hit, I'm assuming.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it does suck to be you. Like, whoa, Gabe, hard to the hole. 800-990.
Well, I mean, the last week it has.
3776 AB from MKE saying, unfortunately, life has taught me that when I expect things from other people, it is my fault for hoping.
Yeah, he gets it. 100% gets
it. No, we cannot lower our standards this way. There are still social interactions. There are still ways you have to behave
not really.
And interact. But there should be.
People disappoint.
I was gonna say, that's
why
sailed.
If you never talk to them, you'll never
so
be disappointed.
Far gone.
Yeah.
It's
so like Joshy putting out the fire on that guy's porch and him being like, oh.
I guess. Thanks.
Yeah. I saw him again with the hose recently. I was wondering if it was a fire from still smoking cigarettes and putting them in a bucket on his porch or not.
Well, when you walk past his house, has he learned or is he still out there puffing on the cigarettes?
No, he's still puffing.
Yeah, he hasn't learned.
And whenever he sees me now, he kind of avoids eye contact.
Because you're like, I have a feeling we're going to meet again soon, sir.
Some hero you are. Yeah, guy won't even look you in the eye.
Either that or he's like, thanks, bro. It was going to be an insurance claim.
800-990-3776. Was I wrong to expect more from the mom at the beach whose kid hit me in the head with a rock? 800-990-3776. We've got power rankings coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Have you never had a good pie?
I've had fine pies.
You get no pie.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, seems that way anyway. But if we get him on those dating sites, it feels like maybe he could.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN. Woo!
Yeah. Reaction rolling in to the rock story. Gabe not as excited that it didn't have anything to do with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. As soon as I said that, he sort of checked out.
Well, I mean, when you call it The Rock Story, it's purposely misleading. You have a rock story, you don't have a The Rock Story.
It was The Rock that hit me.
There is only one The Rock. And if he hit you on the head, this would be a completely different story.
Congratulations. Yeah. Sounds like you had a good day. Sounds like your luck is turning around. Mike and Franklin giving us a call. Good morning, Mike. Your reaction to me getting hit in the head with a rock at the beach.
I was telling your producer, people are just stuck on stupid. And it's quite obvious this kid threw the rock and hit you in the head. And you're not helping this kid by not having any accountability. I remember, like, I'm a little few years older than Chewy. And I remember when I was a kid, I beat up the neighbor kid. My dad dragged me through 3 yards and made me go apologize to the kid for beating him up. It's a different world nowadays where these kids are just not accountable. It's not their fault. It's the parents' fault.
It's an excellent point. So I have a very vivid memory, Mike, from when I was a kid of when my dad thought I stole some sweet tarts. Now, it was a miscommunication. I told him I was getting them. I thought he knew. He didn't know. But he, again, marched me back to that convenience store and had me pay for the sweet tarts and apologize to the clerk. And the clerk was like, we don't care. My dad was like, could you play along a little, buddy? Like, could you help me out here a little bit? But the clerk was like, we don't care. Gabe, do you have any of those like accountability stories from when you were a kiddo?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Parents were like, we are making
Gabe was
sure.
The perfect child. Yeah. he really was.
Dick weighing in saying, I think this lady has the worst part of it. I'm sorry about your head, and the mother should have had the child apologize, but she couldn't have known she'd be torn apart on morning sports radio. Dick, I appreciate the concern for the mother. I did not identify her in any way other than she's a mother.
She has a child who's gone to the beach.
And we were at a beach. I didn't even say what beach we were at. So I feel like I've done a pretty good job of not persecuting this one person in particular, where her friends are going to be like, oh my gosh, I heard people talking about you on the radio this morning. Let's get to Power Rankings.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's Power Rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, what we're going with this week, since we did defense last week, we're going to rank the top offenses going into this year, and they keep it very simple. Very simple.
Okay.
And there's actually 11 because there's a tie along the way. Who scored the most points? They didn't want to put yards in it because they said that's a little short-sightedness. So it's
Who's simple?
The NFL Network. So.
So the teams that are going to score the most points, this is their projected.
I think they're basing it. Is it basing it on last year, Josh?
It's projecting forward.
Projecting forward.
At the top of the list there, they have last year's top 10 scoring offenses.
Okay.
All right. So with that, give me number 10.
Number 10. Okay. Top offenses in the league in 2024. How about the Bengals?
I will say the Falcons.
The Cleveland Browns, the team the Pack
didn't
just
even,
played,
didn't even
is
cross
at
my mind.
10 with 22.1
per game. That's their
per game.
That's their projection.
Yes,
so three touchdowns per game.
Yep. Right.
Number 9.
This is tough.
Yeah, it is tough.
To do it in this order.
Because I can go from the top down at what I think are going to be the most, you know, prolific offenses this season. Mm-hmm. But to try to... Cowboys.
I will go with the Texans.
The New Orleans Saints.
What?
Are number 9.
Okay, all right. Well,
22.4.
Punt this list into the sun. That offense ain't scoring top 10 in the league. I'll tell you that right now. Feel very confident.
Do they say, Chu, why they feel so confident about the New Orleans Saints?
They do not. But it's... Wait, hold on, Josh.
Chewy, you need to be scrolling down. I was thinking we had a miscommunication on the list.
Yeah.
The list... that you're looking at, you're reading last year.
Oh, so that was based on... All right, let's start this over again.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
So good those Lord. Were points for
How
last
fun
year.
For
this
us.
Is projecting forward.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
They had 1 through 10 there, so I'm like, all right, this is the
they
list.
They did.
1 through 10 from
Remember,
last
this
year.
Is a Monday for
You know
me.
What we could do, guys, is we could just do that list.
No, that list is boring. That's just last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, it is boring.
But is
are you surprised
more...
to know that the Saints were number 9?
It is a little more scientific,
yes,
though, than...
Yes.
Yeah, but power rankings aren't scientific. What
no,
are you talking about? That's just a ranking. That's just
Sometimes
a list.
Sometimes power rankings
right,
are exactly
we'll start
that.
It again. Number
rankings.
10.
Why the don't Atlanta we just, Falcons.
Why don't we just skip it? Number 10 was the Colts, and number 9 was the Texans. Jen guessed the Texans,
Ooh.
So we
All
got
right, so
one
Jen's
right.
up one.
No, I didn't guess the Texans.
I guessed
oh,
the Texans.
Sorry.
Easy. Come on.
Did you really guess the Texans
I
at number 9?
I did.
Okay. All right, 8.
I still think that the Dallas Cowboys are going to be one of the top offenses in the league, and I'm going to go with Cowboys.
I will say the Rams.
Ooh.
A.O. Buffalo.
Really?
Okay, I
yes.
Didn't... Okay, interesting.
Even though they lost Diggs, which is... There's way too much love going on, I think, for the Buffalo Bills this
way
year.
Way too much love for the team, generally speaking.
Yes. You think there's good too much love for the Buffalo Bills every year?
I'm telling you, I think they're the third best team in the AFC.
That's pretty good.
That ain't going to get them to the playoffs.
You mean the East?
In the East.
Oh,
AFC
okay.
East.
Let's say,
I mean,
typically, if you're the
on.
Third best team in a conference,
she's talking about the division.
Miami's clearly better, and the
no.
Jets are better.
No.
Thank you for the Miami.
Yes.
I appreciate that. We're riding and dying with the Dolphins this year.
All right, number 7.
Green Bay Packers?
I will say, who do I have on here? I'll go Bengals here.
The Pack is correct.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ties it up at 7. I don't know how I feel about that. How do you feel about it?
Wait, do you think they're going to be a top five offense?
No.
Okay.
I don't think they're there yet.
Yeah, they're going to be a top 10 offense. I think seven's about right.
Seems about right to me.
Why offensive line doesn't scare you at all?
It does. I mean, if there's, once you have an injury on that offensive line, it gets sketchy pretty quick.
It gets pretty scary.
It gets sketchy quick. Yes, I would agree with that.
All right, so they're seven. Six.
I still think Cincinnati's going to be a player here. I got Cincinnati.
For the juiciness factor, I'll say the Jets.
Miami Dolphins are six.
Ooh, I thought I was going to put them
in the
top 10.
Look at that. NFL. Who is this? NFL? NFL. Who is this list?
NFL Network.
Yeah, NFL Network.
Thank you.
Why? You don't think Dolphins should be at six?
I thought they would be a top five offense.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tua.
They're explosive.
You coming around a little bit? You're
saying
they're going to score points. They're not going to win games.
Correct. Oh. Yeah, that's kind of what they do. That's what they do. Start playing good teams and they stop scoring points.
They probably have the best 1-2 combo.
At wide receiver.
With Hill. Mm-hmm. Running back, meh.
Man, did you see Tyreek Hill making news yesterday saying he wants to race Noah Lyles? Noah Lyles was running his mouth, of course, saying that NFL teams and NBA teams and MLB teams should not be able to call themselves world champions since they don't play anyone other than North Americans. And Tyreek Hill said, mind your business, and I'll beat you in a race.
Noah Lyles should go play with his Yu-Gi-Oh cards until the
Olympics is over.
Yeah.
Exit stage left. Yeah. Get lost.
I mean, turns out,
yes,
it's not just Americans who are playing in the NFL and MLB and NBA. Turns out the best players in the world go to those respective leagues.
Thank you.
I digress.
Five.
Ravens.
Wait. So I'm at a crossroads here because I really think the Bengals are going to be a top 10 team offensively, but we haven't set them yet. So this is my last time of guessing the Bengals, and then I'm punting on the Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals are five.
Yes, that makes sense to me.
They're five as long as
Burrow's healthy?
No, as long as who's the receiver that's out? Chase or
yeah, Jamar Chase doing
if he doesn't show up, they're not top five. Which he may hold out.
Yeah.
I think they'll get the deal done. I'm not real worried about
Mike Chase. Brown is tighter than two coats of paint.
Ravens.
Four.
We're on four?
Yes.
Can you reset the list?
Let's go.
It's gonna take a while.
Colts, all right, you reset 10,
Colts, Texans,
10,
Buffalo, back, Packers,
Texans,
Dolphins,
9,
Bengals.
Wow, that was the most
Bills 8,
chaotic
Packers
thing.
7, Miami 6, Cincinnati 5.
Lions.
You already guessed the Ravens.
I already guessed the Ravens years ago.
I don't like this at all. The Rams at four.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Rams and
two
Stafford,
good receivers. Stafford.
Kyron Williams.
Tight end is meh. Corum? He's meh.
Kyron Williams
is pretty good last year.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. You still agree at four?
I did not think they were going to be a top five offense.
I think that's a big McVay bump.
Wait, where would you put him? Top 10?
I'd put him top 10, but closer to
eight, nine.
I think too many people are writing off the Rams because they think that they're dealing with the injured version of Matthew Stafford as opposed to the healthy version of Matthew Stafford that we saw last year.
Well, their defense took a huge blow.
Turns out when you lose a generational player,
but
your defense is going to be bad.
But that's not scoring points, which is what this list is.
But, I mean, Kupp's got injury history.
Getting the ball back
so
you can
got a
score
history.
Points.
Yeah. which could happen quickly.
Yes.
Explain it to me like I'm five, Chew.
Three. That rock did some damage, Jen.
Lions?
I'll say
I feel pretty strongly about my top two, so Lions.
I will go with the Eagles here.
Lions are three. Jen's on a roll. Do we agree? They got a pretty darn good offense.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Pretty
at
darn
each
good
position.
Offense. Yes. And a good offensive line. Their offensive line is better than Green Bay's right now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I could see them at three. I don't have a problem.
Who's better, Goff or Love?
Love.
I think it's closer than people think.
Yeah. I'd say Love.
I mean, has Goff been more consistent? Of course.
Sure.
Over the last handful of years.
Yeah.
But the ceiling for Love that we saw is a lot higher than the ceiling for Goff.
Got to meet it.
Two.
This is a pick your poison for me. It's either, for me, the 49ers or the Chiefs. I'll go with the 49ers, explosive offense number two.
Chiefs.
Chiefs are two. Okay. But without Ayuk, I don't think they're two. I think they're one.
I mean, without Ayuk, the 49ers are...
still very good, I think.
But I'm dropping them out of the top five. Brandon Ayuk is their explosive player. Like, for him to have the yards he did on the number of catches he did last year is insanity.
You don't think that Debo and McCaffrey can pick up the slack?
Oh, because McCaffrey's healthy, right?
Is he not healthy? I didn't know McCaffrey.
No, he's not healthy. He's not practicing right now.
Those pop up every time they want to give him a blow. It's always his
calf.
That's
what I thought. I thought it was kind of like a management thing.
But also, for a guy who hasn't been, you know, back-to-back seasons, he's been healthy. Are you betting that he's going to stay healthy for an entire 17-game season?
I would.
I will say this, though, because it feels to me like...
sounds like a guy who's drafted McCaffrey a lot in his fantasy drafts.
We have finished the power rankings. Gabe mentioned the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, I had completely forgotten about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Here's their misses. Just missed was the Ravens, Cowboys, Eagles, Chargers, Jets.
Yeah, all of which, Gabe, I believe you guessed.
Yeah.
You guessed the Jets.
I did.
You guessed the Ravens. Mm-hmm. You guessed the Eagles.
I think the only one that deserves to be in there is the Eagles.
Do you think the Chargers will be a top 10 offense?
No.
We still don't know what Justin Herbert's situation is, right? He's dealing with that plantar fasciitis, fascia, which, as we know, is a lingering issue.
They'll be right outside it,
well,
I think.
In this, if we're talking about points scored, they have Greg Roman and Jim Harbaugh. What do you think they're going to do?
Run
the damn rock.
Yes, exactly.
So they'll probably be all right. Justin Herbert's very good, but they don't have weapons on the outside.
Yeah, no one to catch the football.
Yeah, so. And they lost. Who's the running back?
Eckler. They have like six running backs now.
they just basically took the Ravens. Running back room from the Ravens.
Yeah.
And transported them over. Just Greg transported Roman. Them.
It's a good zing on his brother,
Los
though.
Angeles. Well, if it works, sure.
Yeah.
they decided they'd get better without those.
Yeah,
guys.
They went. Yeah. Oh, you guys can have them. Yeah. We're going to take Derrick Henry.
John Harbaugh was like, "Oh no, don't take
Gus Edwards. What am I going to do without Gus Edwards?"
The boss.
All right, that was a decent list, Shu. I'll give you a B.
I'll take it.
I'll give you a B.
C plus.
It started off a little rough.
C plus at best.
He's got to go down to a C. He had the wrong list to start.
Yeah, we started. With the
I just assumed that was standard operating procedure, and we sort of just let that go, but apparently we are grading when that happens now as well. All right, good to know. Chewy, nice work.
Thank you.
We were drawing stars in the break, and you guys will be shocked to learn that I was drawing stars on my reads, so just give me a minute. I'll find some stars reads. For your next night out, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. Aria is nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It's an artful dining experience, captivating with its culinary creativity. Every bite at Aria, guys, is a culinary work of art. Learn more and make reservations at Aria at stkate.com. That's Aria at stkate.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Is it against the law to be a moron or no?
The law.
Not yet.
I texted this to Jen earlier. The law does protect some people from things that are called an attractive nuisance.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Watching some, not a lot, some preseason football. I just don't think you can glean as much nowadays as you used to be able to glean from preseason football. What are you,
No, there's a few things I picked
up almost,
on.
It's almost like somebody tried to warn you about this when we were all celebrating the return of football. No. It's like somebody said, hey.
All right, what did you learn from the Packer-Cleveland game? You learn that Clifford, you're the backup. Good. That's settled. A.J. Dillon, nice guy.
Did you gotta go. Didn't I already know that?
Well, he's in unbelievable
shape. The best shape of his life, Gabe.
And then, just watching the two kickers, I feel so much more confident in Joseph than I do Carlson.
Even though everybody made all their kicks.
I don't know what it is, but when he's kicking, he's just lined up. He's routine.
It's automatic.
And it's right down the middle every time.
Right? That's what you would prefer.
I just feel better.
You know, here's the thing. It's like It's like driving with my husband or driving with my son.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how you didn't use myself as the example there? Because I figured you guys would attack that immediately. But I drive with
my
husband somewhere.
You're the third kicker in the situation.
It's automatic. We're going to get to where we're going. With Chase, we're going to get to where we're going. I'm going to white knuckle my way through a few turns here and there and remind him of the Jeep's tipping potential. But we're going to get there. The point is, it's much more comfortable. It looks automatic. I don't have any concerns. And I think that's the comp that Chewy is making. Here's why I bring up preseason football. Because you've gotten to see both Caleb Williams and now a little bit of J.J. McCarthy. And admittedly, it is limited playing time. But there have been people who are saying that the NFC North, and Mina Kimes was the one that sticks in my head, saying that the NFC North could be the best division in all of football. If it is, it will be because of the quarterbacks. It will be because you have great quarterback play across the board. Any concern about these young QBs, Chew? Should we be concerned about Caleb Williams? Should we be concerned about J.J. McCarthy being the future and the face of the Minnesota Vikings?
I don't know about J.J. McCarthy, but... Williams made some nice throws in that game. He looks very natural at being a quarterback. He moves well, throws the ball on the run pretty well. Yeah, yeah. Now, am I concerned about this year? Maybe a little, because their schedule's so easy. And the fear is them turning into a Houston Texans of last year. But there should be some concern about the future.
J.J. McCarthy looked better than I thought he would initially. That was on draft night. Like, man, I just don't get the J.J. McCarthy hype. And then he goes out and throws a pick right away, and then after that, really rights the ship. Clearly, I mean, doing it more consistently is going to be the issue, but he looked really good. Like, that surprised me. Caleb Williams looked kind of the way Caleb Williams looked at USC, right?
Yeah.
Like all those things that you just listed, he did all those at USC.
Yeah, he's electric.
And he's getting dropped into the best situation for a number one overall pick probably in NFL history.
Now, if you took Minnesota's coaching staff and put him in Chicago, I'd be a little more concerned.
I did see a great tweet. And look, you guys know I don't like to like steal these and keep them for myself. So when I say I saw a great tweet, it's because I want to give credit where it's due, even though I don't recall who said it. But it was... Matt Eberflus couldn't motivate me. Fuck, I lost it. Oh!
Did you get it?
Yeah.
That's the big one.
That's like an all-time record there. Not only did you forget the tweet, you just decided to drop the F-bomb on the air. Like, not only did...
Wait. If Chewy can use the Monday excuse, I'm going to use the Monday excuse. I haven't been here for a week. I forgot.
He's like a child.
I mean, word is...
The expectations for
I get it.
As an Emmy award-winning broadcaster are much higher than the guy who was in the concussion lawsuit. All right? I'm just telling you this. This is the expectation level that we have for you versus... the big guy over here.
I can't believe I forgot the tweet. It was
forgot you were on the radio.
For all the things that Chewy has done, he's never done that.
I let a GD.
He's never done that.
That just vomited out.
Correct.
Kind of like that one. Yeah. But in balance, that's a 13. That's a 1.
Yeah.
I can't believe I forgot the tweet. It was so good.
I'm sure it wasn't as good as what you just said.
Yeah, like a guarantee. Whatever the tweet was, wasn't as good or funny as what happened after you forgot the tweet.
Okay.
Anyway, the point was that Matt Eberflus doesn't inspire a lot of confidence. He's not one of these like great motivators. He doesn't appear as though he's one of these great coaches who can drive. You know what it feels like, guys? It feels like somebody gifted him a Ferrari. Matt Eberflus isn't a Ferrari guy. He's a Civic guy at best. He might be driving a Subaru.
He looks too good for a Civic now.
Oh, because he did the glow up?
Yeah,
a little out over his skis. Like, I was watching Hard Knocks, and he's coaching up the quarterbacks, and I'm like, from a technical standpoint, I'm like, aren't you a defensive guy?
He is. He played defense, didn't he?
Defensive
background. But I mean, you said it after watching Hard Knocks last week, Jay. I'm curious to see what you say about this episode of Hard Knocks. That you were scared of the Bears. Like, well, not scared. Keeping an eye on the Bears. that the potential jumped out at you just watching the first episode of Hard Knocks.
What concerned me when watching Caleb Williams was they seemed to be calling the right types of plays. They're getting him on the move, rolling him out of the pocket. And then the improvisational stuff where he made that throw like across his body, found DeAndre Swift. Like, all that stuff doesn't always translate from college to the pros. We see, like, Patrick Mahomes do it, Josh Allen do it. But young guys typically don't just have that in their bag right away. And that was when I started to go, uh-oh, that concerns me. That Patrick Mahomes-style playmaking stuff is the differentiator between, like, the greats and just good quarterbacks.
Because once it comes natural to him and he doesn't have to think, and, okay, how do I put this play together when I call it in the huddle? Once that's gone and that just becomes second nature, that's when they really...
Well, the good news, I guess, is if... I mean, we're assuming it's a matter of, if not when in Detroit, that their offensive coordinator leaves. That Ben Johnson leaves.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
If Shane Waldron does a good job as the offensive coordinator for the Bears, this is the issue when you don't have an offensive head coach like the Packers. Like, Jordan Love, for as long as he's going to be good, is going to have Matt LaFleur in that consistency, which is huge. You know, maybe there's a little silver lining that maybe if the Bears take a jump forward this year, Shane Waldron gets those, you know, calls to be a head coach somewhere, and then they have to start
over. Well, because, Chew, in your experience, guys don't want to sit and be coordinators forever, right? The whole goal is to be a head coach
somewhere. No, but they figure they're a Super Bowl team, and, you know, he's got a good thing going there. He's making pretty good money. He'll be gone, if they're pretty good this year.
You can only incentivize a guy to stick around so long.
Yes.
You can keep throwing money at him, being like, no, please stay. But if the opportunity presents itself for them to be a head coach somewhere, guess what they're doing?
And boop, we saw how important those coordinators can be in Philadelphia last year.
I mean, that's, like, going to be a huge upgrade getting Kellen Moore
in Philadelphia this year,
over them. See, LaFleur, there's still a big element of, I have to scheme guys open. Because I don't have a number one, right? I got five really good ones, but I have to scheme them open where you go to Chicago and you're like, I'll put DJ Moore one-on-one against anybody all day long. And where the Packers try to do it is like, we did the same thing. You always try to get the nickel because right now, if Dobbs is their one, they probably got a corner that can cover him. Watson's your two. Cover him. It's the number three where the glaring. If Wicks is your three, there's probably a gap between Wicks and your nickel.
Yes.
And that's how they move forward. Chicago doesn't have to do that because they're like, hey, we'll just stay in base here. You know, we got Keenan Allen. We got Moore. I'd like them against any cornerback out there. So that's the difference right now. There's a little, and that'll maybe change as the more they develop. He won't have to, you know what? I don't have to scheme. He didn't have to scheme it with Davante Adams.
And Adunze, who's a great route runner as well.
He's just flipping good.
Oh, Chewy had some Adunze slander on your boy last week.
You don't like Adunze now?
A little stiff.
Rookie?
Could be. Just looked a little stiff. Not real natural.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe that'll come along, but he did look a little... little stiff.
This should be remembered as the segment where you slandered Rome Adunze. That's putting it out.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. This past segment on Jen Gave a Chewy is the segment that Chewy slandered Rome Adunze. Make sure we put that out there. Make sure it goes viral. Make sure everyone's aware that that is what this segment should
like
be.
Like I said before, I'm versed in the world of stiffness, so...
takes one to know one, and he knows what he's talking about.
If you love sports betting, you got to make your way to the Sportsbook at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It has everything a sports fanatic could want and more. Get the ultimate experience with dozens of self-service betting kiosks, seating for more than 200 people, a broadcast booth, a first-class bar, and their new restaurant, The Kitchen. There's also that video wall that is 2,000 square feet wide, so you can enjoy all of your live-action sports. It's a new era of sports betting at Potawatomi. Get in on the action.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just jump on it.
That's what he did.
Chewy, jump on it. Slow down.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Looking for a better used car interest rate? At Ewald, they make it easy, because of course they do, it's Ewald, to save thousands during the used car rate reduction event. Get rates as low as 4.9% on Ewald Automotive Group's best used cars. 4.9% on over 600 vehicles at 10 locations. Increase your purchase power. With a better used car from the name Milwaukee has trusted for over 60 years, they make it easy. So race to your local Ewald for this deal, as it ends on August 31st. Or just head over to ewaldauto.com.
Lots of reaction to that last segment. Obviously, Chewy talking about Roma Dunze, not as impressive as he thought he might be. No, just kidding. Somebody asked if I got fired. Is Jen going to be fired? I also had one loyal listener who said, how dare you? I was listening with my child. Inappropriate. I am going to blame Justin in Middleton, who back at 7:20 a.m. was celebrating the fact that the whole gang was back together. He wrote, the whole crew is back. And now you guys will have gone 0 days without incident.
Wait. So we had to listen to this rock story about how this mother wouldn't hold her child accountable. And now you are going to stand here and not be held accountable for saying what you said.
That does track.
Wait, me not being accountable? I just think that, again, I was gone for a whole week.
Sure.
And I forgot about being on the radio. Just thought I was over here yucking it up with my pals.
But like game day like goes on hiatus for like, you know, 7 months.
Yeah.
So the first one, you're going to be over in Ireland just dropping F-bombs?
Possibly. Why do I feel like it's more acceptable in Ireland?
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
I have been working on my Irish accent, so you know I'll just be offending people left and right in Ireland. Jen, you can blame it on the rock to the head, that from our friend David in the 262. I appreciate that as well. I may do just that. Let's check out the polls from this morning. By season's end, will Keyshawn Nixon be the starting nickel cornerback for the Green Bay Packers? This from the conversation about him going on social media, basically saying, I'm the nickel, deal with it. 67% of people guys are saying no. 67% of people, guys. And Chew, maybe it's as simple as the age thing. You mentioned Nixon being 27. They obviously have these younger guys drafted. They will hopefully continue to develop. It would not surprise me if Williams does sort of supplant him by season's end, just because they've been very high on him. The reviews have all been mostly glowing, Gabe.
Again, the fact that they kept Nixon on the outside, and maybe they want, you know, to see what Keyshawn can do on the outside in case there are more injuries like they had to deal with last year, and just using him exclusively in the slot. But I found it interesting that he did not move down to the slot. And they brought in Ballantyne. No, they kept him outside, and they were using Williams in the slot. I think that's just worth noting from preseason game number one and worth keeping an eye on going forward.
Is it good, Chew, for the young guys to take over? Is it good for that like pipeline to keep going, for the conveyor belt to keep rolling?
Yeah, but this is what you do in preseason. You check out different combinations and things like that. Mike, he'll start the season there, because the biggest thing with young guys is trusting them in situations. So maybe they get to the point where they're very comfortable at the end of the year, but I think at the end of the day, you're like, he's done it before. He's very good at it. He's seen a lot of looks. We're going to stick with him, but who knows? I mean, I think there'd have to be a little bit of a gap for him to be overtaken, you know?
And Evan Williams has been the talk of camp.
Yeah.
Like the talk, again.
But this isn't
there's
like the,
I understand. This I understand. There's like, there's an all Oneida factor there, certainly.
Yeah.
But when he's making as many plays as he is, like, it's not just like, oh, he was making plays for like 2 days and it stopped.
Sure.
Like, it seems just about every damn day he's doing
we'll see.
Something.
I mean, but we got to see if the kid can tackle, because your nickel's typically in the box or just removed out of the box, and he's got to be there for run support. So
we'll see.
The story on him has been his tackling, too.
Okay. In practice?
Well, he also had... Like,
Chewy said, no more gushing! Yeah. We're not gushing anymore!
Yeah. I was watching through the later parts of the game. I don't know if everyone else was, but he made a lot of tackles.
Against threes, right?
Chew, would you be okay if I gush instead of saying the F word on the air? Would that,
I'm sure management would probably...
appreciate the gush more.
Yeah.
Will the Intelligence next on ESPN Milwaukee, guys.